And that's John DeMartino at the piano at WBGO. And that's a Cole Porter song from High Society, I Love You, Samantha. Sung by Bing Crosby on screen. And then Louis Armstrong jumps in with the band and they turn up the tempo about five times faster. But you played it. Tell me something about why jazz musicians like Cole Porter songs so much.
Well, you know, he's so much part of the repertoire. You can't really separate his music from the jazz repertoire. You know, especially when you think, well, so many tunes, but when you think about, for example, What Is This Thing Called Love, which has been like a rites of passage for jazz musicians to explore, you know, through all the eras of jazz. In fact, the, you know, what's considered the quintessential bebop tune written by Tad Dameron, Hot House, for example, is based on What Is This Thing Called Love. But there's so many lines written on that tune, for example, you know.
I've heard a classical singer recorded an album of Cole Porter that was one of the coldest, least appealing albums I've ever heard of a singer. And a great classical singer, no question. But mm-hmm. to sing Cole Porter songs, you need to have something else. And the musical director was talking about, I think it was either Porter's use of sevenths or ninths or something like that. And it's like, yeah, but she's singing Love for Sale, and it's a song about a hooker. It's got, you know, who cares how many sevenths or ninths are in it? It doesn't have any feeling.
Yeah, she needs to loosen up for that interpretation, yeah. Right?
So how much do you have to loosen up when you're working with singers? Because you've been on this show umpteen times and with different singers, and you're going to be with Lauren and Janice up next. How much do you have to adjust? How quickly do you have to adjust, or do you, when you have a different singer?
Of course. No, I feel like I adapt to the style and the energy of each singer. I mean, you know, to make like two extreme examples, if I was working with sort of a, you know, cabaret singer, I'd have a certain feeling for that. And if I'm working with a singer that's, you know, out of the gospel idiom, you know, I'm going to totally change the way I approach, you know. So the approach is always different.
And then there's the whole question of sometimes singers sing beyond the bar lines or out of them. Some of them want everything totally syncopated, right?
Yeah.
You find this out right away as you start playing with them, right?
There's a balance. Generally, I never want to get ahead of the singers. I want to give them a support. And like from playing ad lib, for example, I sort of want to mirror them. But sometimes they want to be led. So I sort of have to read the body language and read the situation, you know.
We're joined by two singers. I love Janice Siegel and Lauren Kennan. They've been hosting once a month at the Zinc Bar, something they call Vocal Mania. And it's always fun. And it's upcoming this Wednesday. And Kate McGarry is going to be the special guest. And you two will sing, and she will sing. And
lots of other people will sing.
I think so, at least. But in the meantime, I want to start off with you two singing okay. together. And do you flip a coin as to who gets to pick the duets at the...
Kinda.
We
kinda.
Do. This was Lauren's idea this
okay.
next tune.
All right. Alec Wilder song. Here's
Here
Lauren Kennan and Janice Siegel.
A woman gets all the blame for everything that happens under the sun.
But when it comes to being bad, a woman's not the only
Trouble is a man who loves me no more, no more.
Trouble is a man I'll always adore.
Nothing good to say about him.
Still, I hate a day without him.
Why should he have to be the one?
bull is a man who's handsome and tall, oh, so tall.
Trouble is a man who's for himself, and that's all.
After all we've planned, he didn't mean it.
Now I understand, I should have seen it.
Trouble is a man, trouble is a man I love. Trouble is a man who's handsome and tall.
Trouble is a man who's for himself, and that's all.
After all we've planned, he didn't mean it.
Now I understand, I should have seen it. Trouble is a man.
Trouble is a man.
Trouble is a man. I love.
Janet Siegel and Lauren Kennedy with John DeMartino at the piano. Kate McGarry from the new album with Keith Gantz and Gary Versace, and she's going to be singing along with Janet Siegel and Lauren Kennedy. It's Vocal Mania upcoming this Wednesday at the Zinc Bar, and things happen. I mean, you plot out only so much, right?
Yes, we organize only so much, and we have a little bit of a structure. I mean, I sing a tune, Lauren sings a tune, we sing a tune together, then our special guest does four tunes, and we join them as the pips sometimes if people want background vocals.
We'll do whatever anybody asks us
to do.
Well,
almost
vocally.
Anything.
Yes.
I'll do almost anything, and you'll do anything.
Well, I actually went the first night you were doing it, and you know, there were people in the audience who were terrific singers.
Yeah. we plucked Mausha up from
exactly.
That was fun. Yep.
Yeah, but we sprinkle in like amazing singers after that. I mean, for Kate's evening, we've got Gretchen Parlato and Sasha Vasandani and Kevin Burke and Scott Morgan and Leah Delaria and Darius DeHaas.
That's this coming.
We're not messing around.
Yeah. We ain't fooling around.
So it's properly entitled Mania, because it's crazy.
Yeah. All hell will break loose.
Is there, I hesitate to call it, but there are 10 women to every one who sings the jazz and what you do. So I always think of it as a sisterhood, one way or the other. But do you really have that? I mean, do you all get along?
Oh, we do. Janice and I are currently connected at the hip these days. We're having such fun producing this show and really dreaming about who we can invite. And of course, we don't want it to just be the sisterhood. We are trying to gather, you know, we like guys too. We'll you know,
I
there
like
just aren't
guys.
That many. There are
I
that
like
many.
Men.
And we're trying to get variety of all kinds. And young and old, we're trying to also raise up our high school and college students who are on the precipice of discovering this music. And we want to also wrap our arms around them.
You both sing in groups, quartets that have two women, two men. So, I mean, you're used to that. But, you know, how differently do you have to separate your consciousness when you're singing solo as opposed to when you're singing in the groups?
I think it's a completely different skill set. As a harmony singer, you are a part of a whole. You're part of the whole sound. You have to know your place in the chord and in the ensemble. And as a solo singer, you're able to be more expressive. You can change things around, you know, as much as you want. But your job is consistency in a vocal group.
Okay. How many years with the Manhattan Transfer?
Oh, I don't know. Say 45.
Okay. How many years with the New York Voices?
I guess we're only at 30. Sorry, Janice, for
okay.
making us
okay.
look like slackers.
Well, meanwhile,
you're
before,
just young,
before we have the two of you singing together again, let's have you each whip one out.
All right.
Who's
hey,
going
hey,
first?
Hey, I'm gonna do one first, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Janice, is that all right?
That's fine. I'll drink my tea.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do Born to be Blue,
right.
Paying homage to, of course, Nancy Wilson and George Shearing, that fabulous collaboration. One, two, three. Mm.
Some folks are meant to live in clover. They say they're just a chosen few. But clover being green is something I've never seen. 'Cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there are moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold. 'Cause I was born to be blue. But I guess when you met me, my world was bright and sunny. And when you left me, the curtain fell. Ah, but I would like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. 'Cause now my world's a faded pastel. Some folks, 'cause I have known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than what I was created for. 'Cause I was born to be blue. You met me, my world was bright and sunny. And when you left me, the curtain fell. Oh, but I would like to laugh. But nothing strikes me funny, 'cause now my world's, my world's a faded pastel. Oh well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks, 'cause I have known the thrill of loving you. Alone is more than what I was created for. 'Cause I was born to be blue. 'Cause I was born to be blue.
Lauren Kennan with John DeMartino at the piano at and on WBGO. Lauren Kennan and Janice Siegel be hosting another Vocal Mania, and that's going to be this Wednesday evening at the Zinc Bar. Born to be Blue is a Mel Torme song, and the stupidest argument in my entire professional life in the jazz world was with Mel Torme.
Oh, my goodness.
Who said that Ella Fitzgerald was the greatest singer of the 20th century, and was not a musician.
What?
Ooh,
and we really argued. She's saying, well, Carmen played the piano and Sarah played the piano, so they're musicians, but she didn't play an instrument, so she wasn't a musician. I said, her instrument is Ella.
It's her body. She embodied the music. She occupied every morsel of the music, physically, vocally, emotionally. It was all inclusive. So I truly beg to differ.
Yes, yes. Well, I think whether you can even hear it specifically or not, I think she's in the DNA of anybody who sings this music that you both sing.
Yeah, I certainly agree.
Yeah, I mean, Janice with the Manhattan Transfer and Lauren with New York Voices. And you both have new albums, so the Voices will be backing up the new album with Bob Mincer, I assume.
Oh, my God. That was a really fun record to
live concert
to make, yep.
All right. And the Manhattan Transfer, they're going to back up? More singing in gigs?
Oh, yes. We're going to be, we have the new record, The Junction, and we'll be performing that this summer in Europe.
Okay.
Mostly.
Okay.
And well, Japan.
Oh, there you go. We'll talk about all that more. And again, Vocal Mania is tonight. No, it's actually Janice is singing tonight at Mohonk.
Exactly, with John DeMartino and Nani Assis.
And that's the hard to pronounce Hachichi Trio.
It is. It's hard. Gesundheit.
Exactly. That's as better than Krankheit. Anyway, so let's have a song from you. I've known Janice longer than any other singer. I always mention
God.
This so she feels old.
Thank
you. But I have to remind you
always. I don't
need
any help.
I have to remind
that,
you, I'm always older.
Okay. Well, I plucked out a really interesting tune last night. I recorded it with John and my dear friend Jane Rutter, who is a classical flautist from Australia. We were looking for tunes that were originally classical pieces but got adapted by the jazz community, things like Ravel's The Lamp is Low and things like that. We came across this piece that's based on a melody by Peter Tchaikovsky, melody number 3, opus 42. And its first appearance was in 1941 in a movie called I Wake Up Screaming.
Yes.
I thought, yeah. And then it was adopted by doo-wop groups like the Fidelities, and then the jazz community got a hold of it. Little Jimmy Scott did a version. It's just the classical melody is the thing that got me. And it's called These Are the Things I Love.
Sunset in the summer sky, the golden flicker of the firefly, the gleam of love light in your lovely eyes. These are the things I love. A silver moonbeam peeping through the trees, a bed of tulips nodding in the breeze, the look you give in answer to my pleas. These are the things I love. That life was just a winter thing. My heart was cold, and then you came to me, and like a breath of spring, you turned the silver snow to gold. So late when day's through, the babbling brook beside our rendezvous, your sweet voice whispering, darling, I love you. These are the things I love.
Janis Siegel meets Tchaikovsky.
They said it couldn't be done.
On the WBGO, Janis and Lauren, they're going to have another Vocal Mania with Kate McGarry this Wednesday at the Zinc Bar. We'll talk much more about that and have some more songs in just a while amongst the Singers Unlimited. Janis Siegel and Nani Assis and John DeMartino. That's the...
You want me to say it?
Yeah, you say it.
Hekinci.
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 It's spelled with an R.
It is.
But, you know, languages elsewhere, they do that. they do that.
They are annoying that way.
That's a great Yvonne Linz song. And actually, that trio is playing tonight in the Festival of the Arts up at the Mohawk Mountain House.
In the Victorian Parlor.
Indeed. And Janis, you've been up there with me in January, and Lauren Kinnon also with me. And
yeah,
she's
it's
been
such
up there
a magical place. A
couple of times with the New York Voices. And in the meantime, they're together. They're together. And I actually did get to hear the eight of you, the Transfer and the Voices, together with John Hendricks. Down at Red Bank some years ago,
man.
But that was that terrific.
That was too much fun. That was a Vocalese Love Fest.
Yeah.
And we had goosebumps the whole time. I mean, every time we would wander out on the stage, either to join the Manhattan Transfer and John Hendricks, they were really such epic moments in your own musical, you know, life, let alone sharing it with the public.
We're here with the Singers Unlimited talking about Vocal Mania. Again, it's going to be at the Zinc Bar on this Wednesday with Kate McGarry, special guest, and hoodles of folks. How are you going to jam them all in there?
Well, it's a by the way, I wanted to say this about the Zinc Bar. It's a historic space.
Okay,
it's been a jazz place in the village for a very long time. Monk was the house pianist at one time. Billie Holiday graced the stage. So there's a vibe.
I didn't look. I was curious. Is the bar actually made out of zinc?
I haven't had time to go to the bar.
Yeah, we actually never get to the bar. We basically sit and round everybody up onto the stage, and yes.
Well, in the meantime, belly up to the bar with a song for us. Janis, you next.
Okay, here we go. Johnny D, this is from your town. The time is right. You're holding me tight, and love's got me high. Please tell me yes, and don't say no. Oh, honey, not tonight. Need to have you next to me in more ways than one, and I refuse to leave until I see the morning sun creep through your window pane, 'cause love won't let me wait. Oh no, baby, the time Come on, turn down those lights and take my hand. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, and we'll take a flight. We're gonna take a flight and spend the night right here in a wonderland. Now move, move, move a little bit closer to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's all because of you. That love won't let me wait. Oh, 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 baby, yeah, yeah.
Janis Siegel with John DeMartino at the piano on WBGO. When you're singing with John, you can go anywhere, right? Vocally.
Oh, yeah. He was wide open. John Hendricks?
No, I mean John DeMartino.
Oh, John DeMartino.
Oh, John Hendricks, certainly, but John DeMartino.
So many Johns.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole other story
but
in
this
that.
This guy, we've been working for years now, and we've gone in many, many, many different directions. What I love about John, though, is he knows a lot of Latin. A lot of pianists don't really accompany well with Latin feels, and he knows all of that to set you up and support you through anything, not to mention the swing and the Philly soul that he's got.
Ah, the Philly soul, indeed.
And the fact that he loves singers.
There you go. Well, you have two
that's
with you.
That's necessary.
He's got two of you, and Lauren is with us also.
And he
Lauren
can handle Kennedy. It, too.
Yeah. Well, he's now he's going to well. Handle he's going to handle Lauren up next. Yeah, all right.
What's
well,
not to like? What's not to love?
Right. What are you going to do?
Well, I thought we might do, you know, I've got this Nancy Wilson record that I'm promoting, but it's really like you said, having John at the keyboard is a thrill, and to kind of just wing a tune that we haven't actually ever done together. So I thought we would do an exquisite piece entitled I Loves You, Porgy. How about that?
Okay.
I wanna stay here, but I ain't worthy. You are too decent to understand. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever, and I'll be glad. 'Cause I loves you, Porgy. Don't let them take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever, and I'll be glad. Someday I know he's coming back, coming back to haunt me. Gotta handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying, Porgy deep inside me. But when he calls me, I know I have to go. I loves you, Porgy. Oh, don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive mad. For if you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I'll be glad. Someday I know he's coming. He's coming back, back to haunt me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. And it is gonna be like dying, Porgy deep inside me. But when he called me, no, I know I have to go. I love you, Porgy. don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. For if you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
Lauren Kinnon with John DeMartino at the piano. And
this man can be wrong. I concentrate on
something,
you.
Something tells me you are holding the key. Somebody just run for the answer. Something, something tells me you are holding the key. Somebody has to know. I'd say that.
That's a new album from the New York Voices with the Bob Mincer Big Band. Woo-hoo! live in Pittsburgh at the
MCG, Manchester Craftsman's Guild.
And you have another Raring to Go album, right?
We are in the midst. In fact, my colleagues are coming to town on Thursday. Well, actually, we're working on lots of music, and I'm hopefully recording in August. And we're just trying to get one more off to celebrate our 30th anniversary.
And Yvonne Linz, aren't you going to do an Yvonne? Or is that the Yvonne Linz record?
No, actually, we're working on a solo New York Voices record. The Yvonne Linz record with the Danish Radio Big Band is in a bit of a holding pattern. It's done and just waiting for the next plan of attack in terms of distribution. But I sure hope we get that out because it's quite extraordinary.
And in the meantime, there is a brand new Manhattan Transfer album. It's the first in about 10 years, right?
Correct.
Something like that. And it's the first with Trist now in the group.
Yes. It's featuring Trist as the new member on record, yes.
Following the irreplaceable.
The totally irreplaceable Tim Hauser, yes.
Indeed. Indeed. One of the highlights of this is The Paradise Within. Les Baxter.
Yes. Oh, my God.
There's some exotica with the Manhattan Transfer on
WBG. Get into your lotus position and listen to it.
Oh.
As a means to remind you that we're all one and free. We remind you that love's in you.
That's the junction of the Manhattan Transfer on WBGO. Janice Siegel of that group and Lauren Kidden of the New York Voices. They're with me today, and they're going to be together. Zinc Bar this Wednesday evening as Vocal Mania continues. You're doing it every second Wednesday?
Well, it's supposed to be the first Wednesday of every month, more or less. We are not doing August because everyone's away, but starting in September, we have Alan Harris, we have Sheila Jordan in October, and then we'll also November and December are being booked right now.
Cool. And Kate McGarry, meanwhile, is on this Wednesday, and so many other people will bop by and sing and join in. And
it's turning into quite a really nice hang, and again, a great way to just have everybody catch up and see what one another are doing.
All right. Well, I want to hear what you two are going to be doing together here. Here, do something think? Together.
Well, this is Lauren's idea again.
Yeah. Well, we're working on it. Janice's ideas are really hard, so we have to practice them longer.
Well, this idea was to take a standard, pick a standard, and then stagger the lines, kind of. So hopefully this works. Let's try it. Was it in Tahiti?
Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, saying Larissa,
I recall that I saw you smile. I remember you.
My dreams come true. A few kisses ago.
I remember you.
I remember you.
You're the one who said,
I love you too.
I love you too.
I do.
And I do.
Didn't you know?
Didn't you know? But I remember too.
Lauren Kennan and Janice Siegel remembering with John DeMartino at the piano.
Remembering so many things.
And you're so unforgettable.
That's what you are.
Oh, my God, you crazy kids.
Thanks for bopping by.
Oh, it was no problem at all.
Yeah, it's really a treat to spend yes, an afternoon
was a,
with you.
It was a problem actually getting here, but that's a whole other story.
Such
on WBGO.